जय यमुना तेरा वन जारे जय कुंज बेहारे जय यमुना तेरा वन जारे जय कुंज बेहारे जय यमुना तेरा वन
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि
हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र
बुद्धो ददो रघुपतेर्विविदाद्रिकूटे बद्धो ददो रघुपतेर्विविदाद्रिकूटे सेतुं कपिंद्र करकंपित भूरुहांग्रे सेतुं कपिंद्र करकंपित भूरुहांग्रे सुग्रीव नील हनुमन प्रमुखैर अनीकैः लंकां विभीषण दृश विषाद अग्रदग्धाम् लंकां विभीषण दृश विषाद अग्रदग्धाम् बद्धो ददो रघुपतेर विविदाद्रिकूटे। सेतुम कपिंद्र करकंपित भूरुहांग्रे सुग्रीवनील हनुमन प्रमुखैर अनीकै लंकां विभीषण दृश विषाद अग्रदग्धाम।
लेडीज लेडीज बध्वा आफ्टर कंस्ट्रक्टिंग उदधव इन द वॉटर ऑफ ओशंस रघुपते लॉर्ड रामचंद्र विविध वेराइटीज ऑफ अद्रिकुलय विद पीक्स एंड ऑफ द ग्रेट माउंटन्स सेतुम अ ब्रिज कपि इंद्र ऑफ पावरफुल मंकीज करकंपित moved by the great hands, Buruha Angrihi, with the trees and plants, Sugriva, Sugriva, Neela, Neela, Hanumant, Hanuman, Pramukhai, led by, Anikai, with such soldiers, Lankam, Lanka, the kingdom of Ravan, Vibhishan Drisha, by the direction of Vibhishan, the brother of Ravan, Avishat entered Agradagdham, which was previously burnt by the monkey soldier Hanuman. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Sukhdev Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the waters the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramchandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriv, Neela and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom. Lanka, which had previously been burned by Hanuman. Purport: the great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. By the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in the space like a swab of cotton. If this is possible, why should the great mountain peaks not be able to float on the water? This is omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes, because he is not under the control of material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyatesha characharam. Only under his direction does the prakriti or material nature works. Similar information is given in Brahma Samhita. Yasya jnaya bhramati samrata kala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Describing how material nature works, Brahma Samhita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, for the Lord Ramchandra to construct a bridge over Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramchandra eternally celebrated. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamshna Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunvadi Pashat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanan Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Tushe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Taram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Kirim Yat Kripat Mande Sri Gurudin Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So before I begin my class, I would like to sing a very beautiful bhajan written by Tulsidas on Lord Ramchandra. It's a very popular bhajan. So you can also try to sing with me. Sri Ramchandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Darunam Sri Ramchandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Sri Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Darunam Sri Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Darunam
नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज श्री राम श्री राम श्री राम श्री कंदरपया गणित अमित छवि नव नील नीरद सुंदरम कंदरपया गणितमित छवि नव नील नीरद सुंदरम पटपेट मानहु तड़ित रुचि सुचि नौमि जनक सुतावयम पट पेट मानहु तड़ित रुचि सुचि नौमि जनक सुतावयम श्री रामचंद्र कृपालु भज मन हरण भव भय दारुणम श्री रामचंद्र नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंजलोचन श्री राम श्री राम भज दीना बंधु दिनेश दानव दैत्य वंश निकंदनम रघुनंदनंद कंद कौशल चंद्र दशरथ नंदनम भज दीना बंधु दिनेश दानव दैत्य वंश निकंदनम रघुनंदनंद कंद कौशल चंद्र दशरथ नंद श्री राम चंद्र कृपालु भज मन हरण भव भय दारुणम श्री राम नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंजलोचन श्री राम श्री राम श्री राम सिर मुकुट कुंडल तिलक चारु उदार अंग विभूषणम सिर मुकुट कुंडल तिलक चारु उदार अंग विभूषणम आजानु भुज शर चाप घर संग्राम जित खर दूषणम आजानु भुज शर चाप घर संग्राम जित खर श्री राम चंद्र कृपालु भज मन हरण भव भय दारुणम नव कंजलोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंजलोचन श्री राम इति वदते तुलसीदास शंकर शेष मुनि मनरंजनम इति वदते तुलसीदास शंकर शेष मुनि मनरंजनम मम हृदय कंज निवास गुरु कामादि खल दल गंजनम मम हृदय कंज निवास गुरु कामादि खल दल गंजनम श्री राम चंद्र कृपालु भज मन हरण भव भय दारुणम नव कंज लोचन कंज मुख कर कंज पद कंज दारुणम नव कंज लोचन श्री राम
सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटीफुल भजन बाय तुलसीदास सो फर्स्ट आई वांट टू एक्सप्लेन दिस इन ब्रीफ देन वी विल गो फॉर द purport, Prabhupada's purport. So this song was composed in Rag Yaman Kalyan and Tal was in Rupak. So Sri Rama Chandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Daruna. So Lord Ramchandra is very merciful. So Tulsidas is urging the mind, which is called Mana Shiksha, to worship Lord Ramchandra. By worshipping him, what we will get? Bhava Bhaya Daruna. So we will Harana Bhava Bhaya Daruna. He can remove our, he can give us liberation. We have been afflicted by Bhava Rog, material disease, thinking that we are this body. And then he describes the beauty of Sri Lord Ramchandra. Nava kanja lochana, kanja mukha kara, kanja pada, kanja daruna. So as we know that each and every part of the Supreme Lord, either Ram or Lakshman or Krishna, everything is compared to a lotus flower. Lotus flower is supposed to be very beautiful. So, Nava Kanja Lochan. Nava means a newly grown lotus flower. It's very, very beautiful. So, his eyes are like lotus petal. And he has a lotus-like mouth. His face. Kanja Mukha. Kara means hand. And Pada means legs. So, that are also compared to lotus. Kandarpa Aganita Amita Chavinava Neela Neerada Sundara. So here, the beauty of Lord Ram is described as, his beauty surpasses the Cupid, Kandarpa Aganit. Aganit means like in Brahma Savita also, Lord Brahma says, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visheshashokam. So Lord's beauty is, it exceeds. In fact, there is a pastime, like once Cupid got very proud. So Cupid thought that I have defeated every person in this universe. And that is a fact. He said, even I have defeated Lord Shiva. So that is the power of, he has defeated Brahma, he has defeated Indra, he has defeated big, what to speak of us. We are simply defeated by his insignificant arrows. But there was only one person who was left, that was Supreme Lord Krishna. So when he heard that in Ras Leela, the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is also very young, and the gopis will be there, they are also very young. So whenever a young boy and young girl, they are together, automatically the Cupid is present there. And it is impossible to resist the arrows of Cupid. So he thought that now I will defeat Krishna. I will defeat him. But when he reached there, and when he saw the beauty of Krishna, he completely fainted and he was out. So there he accepted defeat from Krishna. So in this way, we can see that Krishna's beauty surpasses Cupid's beauty. And here in Shastra's Brahma Samhita, it is said that billions of Cupid cannot stand before him. His beauty surpasses all millions of Cupids. So, Amita Chavi Navali Neela Neerada Sundaram. So his body is bluish in color. Sometimes he is described as bluish in color. Sometimes his Lord Ram's body is described as greenish in color, like a dhruva grass. But whatever color it may be, it is always beautiful. Like Mahaprabhu has golden color. So somewhere heard, I think 2-3 days back, somebody gave a class. Somebody said that why Krishna is black? So it is said that Krishna was actually golden color and so beautiful that Yashoda Mai, she thought that they put black spot so that some evil things don't, affect him. So similarly, the one spot Yashoda Mai put. So every gopi was thinking that I should also put some black spot on Krishna. Because everybody had the same type of love. So there was no space. All the whole thing was covered black. So that's why Krishna is black somewhere. So whatever color he may be, he is always beautiful. And Navami Janaka Patapita Manuha Tadita Ruchi Suchi Navami Janaka Sutavayam. So he is, Janak Maharaj is the father of Sita Devi. So he gives pleasure to Mother Sita. Bhajadina Bandhu Dinesha Tanava Daitya Vamsha Nikandan. So he is Deen Bandhu and Daitya Danava Vamsha Nikandana. So he destroys the dynasties of Asuras. Raghunanda Ananda Kanda Kaushala Chandra Dasharatha Nandana. So he is the son of Dasharat and Kausalya. Shira Mukuta Kundala Tilaka Charu Udara Anga Vibhushanam. So he has a very beautiful mukut, that is crown on his head, with beautiful tilak, tilaka charu, very beautiful tilak, and udara anga. So his body is so broad and very beautiful, and vibhushanam, and his body is decorated with different kinds of ornaments. So in fact, it is not that the ornaments make Lord's body beautiful. Bhushanera bhushanera anga.
Krishna is another name is Bhushaner Bhushanarang. So he makes the ornament beautiful. The ornament doesn't make his body beautiful. And Ajanu Bhuja Sharachapaghara Sangrama Jitakara Dushan. So he has a very beautiful arms. Always the Lord's arms are mentioned that it is so wide that it goes below the knees. Ajanulambita Bhujo Kanaka Vatato. In case of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the same thing is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Chaitanya Bhagavat. And with his big hands, long hands, he broke the bow of Lord Shiva and one Mother Sita. And with this bows, with his hands, he defeated all the demons like Kharadushan. So Tulsidas is praying, Iti Vadati Tulsidas Sankara Shesha Munimana Ranjana. So these all these Lord's pastimes, they give pleasure to Lord Shiva, Shankara, Shesh, Lord Ananta, and all the great sages. So he is praying, Mama Rudhaya Kanja Nivasakuru Kamadi Khaladala Ganjana. So please reside in my heart, and so that all my lusty desires, Kamadi, Kam Krodhlo, all these six anarthas which are there within our heart, will be destroyed. So this was about the song. So we will proceed with the purport. It's a very beautiful purport given by Srila Prabhupada, where he is explaining that how here Lord Ram, for 3 days he was begging, he was meditating on the ocean. And he was thinking that the ocean will give him some way. But for 3 days he waited, and as in previous classes it was explained how he had very few days, because Mother Sita had said that if Ram doesn't come in 1 month, then she will commit suicide or she will not stay alive. So that's why already ocean god takes 3 days here. So 15 days they have, it's like 15 days they take to come to that shore, to the shore. And now 3 days are wasted just to, you know, find out the solution to cross the ocean. At that time really Lord Ram becomes very impatient. And then he starts, in harsh words he starts chastising ocean god that, see, in this material world, people don't understand gentleness and patience, soberness. So I am, for 3 days I am praying with gentle and sober heart, but this ocean god is not understanding. He is thinking that I am impotent. I will show that what powers I have got. So immediately he picks up his bow and puts Brahmastra. He tells Lakshman to bring the arrow. And still Lakshman is saying that, please don't, kill the ocean god. There must be some reason why ocean god is not appearing. But Lord Ram ignores that. And he is going to shoot the arrow. That time the ocean god appears. And he appears with all his paraphernalia, all serpents and fishes like that. And then he pacifies Lord Ram that, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. We forgot that actually you are Supreme Lord. So that what happens in this material world. Even the Supreme Lord comes in front of us, the demons or those who are ignorant will not able to understand or will not able to recognize the Supreme Lord. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Only by devotional service one can recognize. So in this way, here in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning how this ocean god, he came and then he suggested that you should build a bridge, and with my energy I will support. But in fact, everything is Krishna's energy or Lord Ram's energy. And here Prabhupada is saying that it is not wonderful thing that the peaks of mountains were floating on the ocean, because there are so many millions of universe which are floating in the sky, just like this earth. It's just floating in the sky, just like a cotton swab. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that Sutre Managanaiva. What is that shloka? Matta Paramtara Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvamidam Protam Sutre Managanaiva. So he says nobody is beyond me and nobody is equal to me and everything is sustained like just like a pearl strung on the thread. So the thread may not be seen. You may only see the pearls in the necklace or sometimes in this garland. One may see only the flowers. But there is a thread. If this thread is not there, then the flowers will just be thrown away here and there. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, energy sustains whole creation. So here it is, Prabhupada says that it is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramchandra eternally celebrated. So because of that, till now we remember Lord Ramchandra's pastime. So he built a bridge. And sometimes people of this world, materialistic people, they say, oh, this is all mythology, this doesn't exist. Sometimes they call this Setu, the bridge, to be Adam's bridge. Some Adam had built a bridge. But these foolish people don't know that. You can imagine, when did this Ramayana happen? It was in Treta Yuga, and sometimes it is said that it was not in this Treta Yuga, but it was in previous Treta Yuga. And how then these places are there still? So sometimes this the dham is sometimes lost, just like Radha Kund, Shyam Kund were also lost, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he found out. So similarly, Lord pastimes, he does the pastimes, and sometimes by the influence of time, they get covered. But again the great devotees of Lord, they come and again they reveal these places. So similarly, you can see that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nasato Vidyate Bhava, Nabhava Vidyate Sata. That anything temporary is false. And anything permanent is truth. Why we say this body is false? Because this is temporary. This is true. The body is there. But why it is false? Because this body is going to perish. So whatever is temporary is false. So you can see that since time immemorial, Lord Ramchandra's pastimes or Krishna's pastimes are going on. So for so many years. Now Bhagavad Gita was told 5,000 years back. Simple example. But still now, Bhagavad Gita is the most popular book and so many people worship Krishna as God. So you can see that this will continue. So this is permanent. But you can show me any personality in the history who has been worshipped since 5,000 years. Somebody may be worshipping, like somebody may worship Hitler. He was just 200 years back or 100 years back. But after, in case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So 500 years back Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and there are so many devotees, so many people worshipping him. And his glories are increasing. You can see that Lord's glories, they increase in this world. But other materialistic person, somebody who is extraordinary, but he's a materialistic person. But still, it may stay for some years and slowly it decreases. And then it vanishes. Nobody remembers. We don't remember any materialistic person from Satyuga or Treta Yuga. Only those materialistic person or demons, those who came in contact with Supreme Lord, they are only that those only materialistic people will know. Because they were connected with Lord, like Hiranyakashipu. He was materialistic, but because he was killed by Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narsingdev, so we know about him. So in this way, we should never think that Lord Ramchandra or Krishna's pastimes, they are all mythology, which is being propagated nowadays in our education system also, all with this Western influence. So it's very easy to understand anything which is permanent has to be truth, and anything which is temporary has to be false. So this is a, and in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that how this building a bridge was not a wonderful thing, as it is described in Brahma Samhita, yasya adnaya bhramati samruta kala chakra. That by the power of the Supreme Lord, the sun is rotating. In fact, Kapila Muni, he explains to Mother Devuti, madbhayad vati vatoyam, suryastapati madbhayad, varshati indro dhati agni, murtyuscharati madbhayad. So Kapila Muni is telling his mother, Devuti, that by my fear, this wind is blowing. Madbhayad vati vatoyam. And suryastapati madbhayad. And the sun is giving his heat and light because he is afraid of me. Varshati Indra. The Indra is giving rains. Dhatyagnir. The Agni Devta is burning everything. Mrutyuscharati madbhayat. And Mrutyu is taking his toll. He is going everywhere. He is giving death punishment to each and every living entity in this material world. That is because of the fear of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, we can see that there are so many inconceivable miracles Krishna does. But when he comes as in a human form, he may do some small things compared to what he has done. He's floating big planets in air. Now in Krishna Lila, he is just lifting a small mountain, Govardhan. So compared to the big planets, Govardhan is nothing, a small mountain. But compared to us, Govardhan is much bigger. We are so insignificant. So when Krishna comes in a human form of life, in a human form, so he does so many wonderful activities, some supernatural activity. And the reason for why he is doing is that, like Prabhupada says, that many times people say God is great. But we should understand how God is great. Only just by saying God is great is not sufficient. Just by saying that God is great, you cannot love him. If you don't know him, if you don't know his activities, then how will you love him? That's why those people who don't know, just they say God is great, they have a weird concept of religion, and you will find that they have no love for God, but simply creating havoc in the society. So if we don't have love for God and just say that God is great and on his name create havoc in the society. So but when we come to know that how God is great, then there is no havoc in the society. Then we start serving that person, because that person is so great, so wonderful, and it is but natural that a person who is great and wonderful, people like to serve him. That's nature. So that's why the Supreme Lord performs such wonderful human-like activities. And sometimes he exhibits a very, like a ordinary person. Like for example, when Sita was abducted by Ravana, he was lamenting just like a ordinary human being attached to his wife. Suppose a person, human being, here in this world is very much attached to his wife and he has lost, somebody has kidnapped his wife. How that person will lament? Similarly, Lord Ramchandra lamented that. So somebody may think, oh, what is this? He's the Supreme Lord. That's why even Parvati got bewildered by this pastime. When she saw that Lord Ramchandra is just lamenting like an ordinary person, because he has lost his wife, so she came to test Lord Ram. And then, when she came, she disguised herself as Mother Sita. But Ram could recognize that she is Mother Parvati. Immediately he offered obeisances to Mother Parvati and said, Mother Parvati, welcome here. So immediately she could understand that I cannot put Lord Ramchandra in illusion. That's why she becomes Purnamasi in Krishna Leela. Parvati becomes Purnamasi. She becomes as good as a mother of Lord Krishna. And then we see that how Lord Ramchandra, he is taking help of Vibhishan, he is taking help of Hanuman. If suppose Vibhishan was not there, how could he have won the war? Because Vibhishan knew everything about Ravan. And somebody may say, how you say Lord Ram is God, because he took help of Vibhishan, without Vibhishan. So that's why Ravan was also so much confident that nobody can harm me. He thought that he didn't know that he was not expecting Vibhishan to betray him. He didn't know about Hanuman's power. So he was thinking that I am completely safe. I have so much power that I can enjoy Sita. So somebody may say that if these people would have not helped Lord Ram, then how come Lord Ram would have conquered Ravana? But one should understand these are the human pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, just to give pleasure and give glories to his devotees, like Hanuman and Vibhishan. So, Lord himself can, immediately, kill Ravan and bring back Sita. But it is explained that he has given everything to Yogamaya. Like, just like we are under the influence of Mahamaya, so we may desire so many things, but we are under the influence of Mahamaya. Krishna submits himself to Yogamaya. Yogamaya is one of his energy, and he becomes an ordinary human being. And whatever Yogamaya arranges things for him, he just flows in that waves. But the difference is that because we are under the influence of Mahamaya, we always end up in misery. But Krishna, because he is in Yogamaya, that Yogamaya gives him more and more pleasures. In fact, he is Atmaram, but still he is subordinate to Yogamaya. He becomes himself subordinate to Yogamaya. And Yogamaya arranges everything, all the pastimes. So that's why sometimes the Lord, he acts as a human being, sometimes he shows his extraordinary powers. In every pastime, like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vaman, Balram, Krishna, Buddha, Kalki, Parshuram, everywhere we see that some places they were acting like ordinary human beings. But when there was a time, they showed their original power. Just like Matsya Avatar. Matsya Avatar, he appeared just as a small fish. And Satyavrat, he was a king, isn't it? So he thought that it's an ordinary fish. So he put in a small pot, and then that fish became big, and then he had to put it in the pond, then in the river, then in the ocean, and it became so big. So And when the whole world was filled with water, then he saved that boat and the Vedas. So in this way he performed very wonderful activities. In Kurma Avatar also, like yesterday Vamshihari Prabhu explained, that he had a transcendental itch sensation. So just to satisfy his itching sensation, he became a tortoise and was supporting this mountain. And then in Varaha also, he just appeared like a small dwarf Brahmana boy, but then he expanded himself so much, and it went so high that it cracked the universe, and from there three drops of causal that ocean, three drops came, and that became Ganga. And then in case of Narsingdev also, we see that how he appeared in a ferocious form, half lion, half man. And then Balram also exhibited his power when Yamuna was not coming, or in case of in Hastinapur when he went. So he was drowning the whole Hastinapur in Yamuna. And of course Krishna also performed so many wonderful activities. Lord Buddha, Kalki, Parashuram also performed so many wonderful activities. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also we see so many wonderful activities, extraordinary activities he performed. So somebody may think he is an ordinary human being, but he also performed so many wonderful, especially I remember this pastime of Ratha Yatra. So at one point what happened was that Rath was not moving, Jagannath Rath was not moving forward. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he engaged all the people to, to pull the rath. But the rath was not budging an inch. Then he just employed all his big, big wrestlers to pull the rath, but nothing. And then he brought big, big, big elephants, strong elephants, to pull the rath. But still the rath wouldn't budge one inch. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came at the scene. And he said, free all of them. Everything was taken off. Elephants, people. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the rath. And with his head he pushed the rath. And then the rath started running and producing big sound. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even if one hears this rattling sound of this Ratha Yatra, he will be liberated. So with the rattling sound that Rath was, then it moved further. And also we see that how he liberated this Tal Vriksh, which were in Treta Yuga, where Ram had shot this seven Tal trees with the arrow before killing Vali. So to show his power to Sugriv. So he came and he just embraced these trees, and the trees got liberated and they disappeared. And also he showed his powers when the Bhataharis, they came to kill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when they started, wanted to kill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same weapons, retaliated, and they were killed by their own weapons. And also the miracle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs when the Buddhist monk, he wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meat. So one eagle came and just took that plate and threw that plate on his head of that Buddhist monk. And this person was almost dead and unconscious. So in this way, the Lord, he performs so many wonderful activities, and one should not think this as mythology or mythology. But these are just wonderful pastimes of Lord, and these pastimes only can be understood through devotion. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Krishna says that by speculation, by jnana, one cannot understand me.
Only by devotion one can understand. So that's why when Mukunda Dutt in Mahaprakash Lila, he prayed that Ravana also saw, Duryodhana also saw, so many demons saw the Supreme Lord, but they could not appreciate them. So without devotion, one cannot appreciate the Supreme Lord. One cannot appreciate His pastimes, His qualities, everything. So one should develop a devotion. And how that devotion can be, what is bhakti? It is by engaging. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami that bhajanair madhya sreshta navvidha bhakti krishna dite krishna dhare mahasakti. So this bhajan with these nine folds of devotional service, that is sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, madanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanividam, these nine principles of bhakti. But he says, taramadhe, in this Kali Yuga, taramadhe, sarvasrishta, nama sankirtan. So among these nine, the first two, that is shravanam and kirtanam. So these are the very important. Nirapurada namaloy, pabe premadhan. By offenseless chanting of the holy name, one easily attain the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. हरे कृष्ण.